pleased to say that our next guest is on the line waiting for us, one of the best servants that the Crusaders have had in the last 6 years or so, where they have managed to continue to take titles. It's just been a brilliant time after time performance, regardless actually of how the odd game has gone throughout the competition. You always know at the end of the season that the Crusaders will be there or thereabouts, and mostly it's there. It's there at the top. And Bryn Hall has been such a big factor in that during his time there. It's been a wonderful time for him, of course, but it's ended. Good chance to catch up with Bryn and say good morning, mate. First of all, it's now Wednesday after Saturday night. How are you feeling?
Hey, Smitty, mate. I'm feeling a lot better. I must be honest, my voice probably hasn't recovered just yet, but probably, the first 3 days were pretty good, but now it's kind of just detoxing and getting in a few saunas and getting it all out now. But now feeling a lot better.
Well, Bryn, it's not very often we start an interview with this, but I'm starting it with a text from one of our listeners, Jim from Temuka, who says, "Congratulations, multi-super champion Crusader Bryn. You gave it everything every time you played, and you should be mighty proud of the effort. The very best to you and all you do for the future, brother." So that's one of our listeners, and it's pretty indicative, actually, of the way people feel about your effort, mate. So it's been a terrific time there.
Oh, thanks for those words. Yeah, I think, look, Smitty, I think for me, you know, coming down 6 years ago, you know, it was a pretty awesome opportunity for me to be able to be given an opportunity to play for the Crusaders. And, you know, I held them in such high standard growing up, and even when my time with the Blues, seeing what they were about. And then, you know, look, if you would have told me 6 years ago that would have been playing in six finals and winning six championships, I would have laughed at you, because you do dream of those things. And I guess, you know, your goal every single year is to win championships, but to be able to have the success that we've had, and to be just a little bit of a part of that, I'm going to be forever grateful for this club, because I love everything about it. Love all the boys from top to bottom, the management, the organisation. They've only done great things for me, so I'm really glad that I was able to go on a note like that and winning a championship on my way out.
It's a classic story, Bryn, of how one door closes, another one can open up for you. I think it's a great example to any sports person, really, because, you know, you were in there at the Blues, things weren't ticking over as you want, and all of a sudden you get called in and say, look, not for us next year, not for you next year. At that point, what were you feeling?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Smitty. I think, for me, I look at my first probably 2 years at the Blues, and, you know, I was really fortunate to have Pity Weepu there at the time, and, like, he was great for me around coaching, and I guess more so learning the game and being able to pick his brain for the first 2 years. And then, for whatever reason, for the next 2 years when he left, just felt that I wasn't kind of progressing in my career, and probably at that time was thinking that, am I thinking about the game in the right way? Am I overthinking stuff? And then, because that was probably kind of the message that was given to me around just stop overthinking and just play rugby. But for me, I'm a little bit of a different player. I like attention to detail, and I probably crave it as a player. And then, I guess when I moved down south, and I guess the kind of conversations that I was having and the kind of delivery and the messaging that was heading on, it was exactly to a T of what I needed. And so that's probably where I found that I've just been able to improve it in this environment, because coaches, players, it's all attention to detail. How do we get better? Growth mindset. And probably those probably key things there was something that really resonated with me. It's probably seen the best footy that I've had in my whole career since I've been down at the Crusaders.
Hasn't been without competition within the group, though. You've had a hell of a battle with Mitch Drummond. I mean, it's like a toss of the coin. A heads, tails, you know, heads you're playing this week, Bryn, tails you're playing this week. Mitch, was it like that? I mean, how did that sort of pan out over that period of time?
Yeah, look, I think I'm really proud of what Jeremy and I were able to do the last 6 years, because you are right, Smitty, we're both bloody competitive, and we both wanted to start, and we both wanted to play as many minutes as we could, and we were able to do that in trainings. We've been hammering tongs in games and trying to play to the best of our ability and form. But I guess for us, and probably can speak on behalf of Jeremy as well, is that whoever started or whoever came off the bench was a bigger picture. It wasn't about our individual accolades or what we wanted. Yes, we're competitive and wanted to play, but whatever was better for the team, that was probably the most important thing about it. And whoever was deserving of starting and playing well, the other guy got right behind him and saying, hey mate, what do you need for the next couple of days, or what do you need to be able to play really well on the weekend? And so I guess when you've got that kind of relationship and kind of selflessness between the both of us, it's quite infectious for the team, I think. And been able to have that kind of ding-dong bit over the last 6 years, but at the same time off the field, we're really good mates. Like, even after this, I'm going for a round of golf with them. You know, so a lot of people can think a competitive position like that. You're not mates and you kind of don't say good things about each other, but I can't speak highly of him, and I really aren't. I'm not the player I am without Grummy and how he's pushed me the last 6 years.
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Look, I reckon when you look back on your career at all the titles that you've won, etc., I think probably the last fortnight of rugby best illustrates the Crusaders. I mean, to me, you started in both of those games. The defensive effort 2 weeks ago, the controlled effort in a grand final situation probably, I think, highlighted the values and the strengths of Crusaders rugby, for me anyway.
Yeah, this been, I think this time of the year, well, when we're the final series, it's a different feeling. It's a different takes a different kind of mindset to be able to win those games. And the margin of error is so small, and so it's kind of the you're not going to get any fitter, you're not going to get any stronger. Your game plan really isn't going to change that. You'll tinker at what your opposition is, but it's more so just defense wins championships, and your intent to be able to do it over and over and over again, and being able to do your job. So when you live in those three kind of attributes, and that's what your kind of mantra is for the finals week, good things tend to happen when you've got that kind of mindset. And so, and then probably one last thing is probably the preparation side of it, because you're not training as much and you're probably tinkering off a little bit with your load. You're allowed to have that more around the conversations with each other, whether it be with your mini unit, an individual player, or something that needs to be done in that map defensively or on attack. And so those kind of conversations just happen throughout the week, and it happens a lot. And so you probably see, I look on the weekend, for example, we all just looked in tune because we're prepared for that. We're prepared for any situation. We're prepared for the wet, prepared for the dry, and we're prepared for every kind of situation. So you just get a level of confidence, Smitty, when you've got that deep, deep preparation and those kind of things that I talked about around effort, you know, defence win championships, and you've got an intent to get up and do things over and over again. It leads to really good things happening.
So, you know, we always talk about Australian sides coming to Eden Park and the fact they just can't do it. It just seems that there's something there on those blades of grass that they just cannot walk across quickly enough or do well enough. What about the Crusaders' approach to going to Eden Park? What was the talk there?
Oh, we took it as an awesome opportunity, and I don't say this lightly, but you know, we probably wanted the Blues to beat the Brumbies, if I've been honest, because yes, it would have been great to be back at home, but I think the fact that they beat us in the start of the year, it would have been great to go up to Eden Park and play them in a final, because look, it's a hostile environment. It was a Blues team that's playing really well, and you could tell that Auckland was really behind them. So the kind of mindset that we had for the week is that it was an awesome opportunity and we were excited to go up there, but we knew that we had to take something from them because they played so well, and if we kind of just went up there with a similar mindset of what you do throughout the year, we're probably going to get the job done. So the kind of mantra through the week was, we're taking it from the garden, we're taking it from them. And so that was kind of our mindset the whole weekend. I think probably the only disappointing thing, and that's probably us as Crusaders men, is that we would have loved to have kept it to zero, because I think it was deserving of that with our defensive effort and how clinical we were. But I know those boys will be thinking about that for next year, and you know, they'll be building and wanting to get better, because you know, a lot of teams are chasing the Crusaders, and so they should be. But I know that group and that coaching staff, they'll continue to want to get better and strive for excellence moving forward.
Just for the youngsters that are listening, or those people aspiring to be fantastic halfbacks as such, you talk about attention to detail has been one of your strengths and one of the developing strengths you've had in your game. For instance, the box kick. You've regarded as perhaps the best exponent of the box kick around at the moment. Your accuracy level is very, very good in terms of the kick chase, etc. How often, how hard do you work on that particular skill?
Yeah, I've worked on it a lot, Smitty. I think, you know, every day I'm out there, whether it be, you know, getting it in game or after training sessions, just being able to nail my technique. But I guess for the young listeners, it's more so you've got your own technique. So you're going to have a lot of coaches that will try and implement a few things and tinker, which is great. And, you know, you take as much information as you can from that. But I think as a halfback, once you've got your technique and what it looks like, and then it's just repetition. It's being able to get as many reps as you can at trainings and then scenarios and games. And then the more that you do that, you'll find it more confident. But I guess for only my experience when I was younger, I had a lot of tinkering. And it's going to happen because, you know, coaches are really great and you've got great information and great knowledge. But I think for young guys coming through, whatever your technique is and you find it works for you, stick at it and just take a few little things that you need to from people that you trust and that you really value. And you just keep going at that. But it's repetition, Smitty. Like no different from a batsman or a bowler. you've got to be able to get the repetition in there and just keep getting them the work and doing a lot of work around it.
Bryn Hall, approaching 100 games for the Crusaders, one more season, you'd have got the magic mark. So what were your thoughts around when you made that decision?
Yeah, it's a really good point. I didn't actually think about it too much when I was making the decision, but it slowly just crept on me, and I kind of saw that I was in the 90s, and then it wasn't until then I kind of realised, you know, I haven't had got a lot of what-ifs in my career, Smitty. I think I've done everything that I needed to, but walking away, that's probably one thing that I might think around, like, what if I did another year? But I think I'm getting to that age now where, you know, you've got to start thinking around different things. I've played professionally here in New Zealand for 10, 11 years with North Harbour as well, and so I just felt it was the right time. I've played 100 games for Super Rugby, and look, it would have been great to get 100 for the Crusaders because it's such an illustrious group to be a part of, but it just felt like it was the right time for me to move on, and I've done everything that I need to in that jersey, and to be honest, to go out at Eden Park and where all my family and my friends, where it all started, probably couldn't be a better way for me to finish my career in New Zealand.
On that note, though, how hard is it going to be to fly out of Christchurch for the last time, knowing you won't be back to play for that franchise?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It was quite an emotional week last week, if I'm being honest. I think I probably had accepted that I was heading away, but probably within, you know, the last 2 months. But I think it was just more so, you know, understanding, you know, it's going to be the last rugby training at Rugby Park, last time to be with the boys, last game, and then even in the having the drinks and that kind of stuff after the game, and then with the partners and the management for our final interview awards. But like I said before, I think when making my decision, I think I'm just, you know, I'm ready to go, and I feel really at peace with the kind of career that I've had here, and knowing that I've got a really awesome opportunity that I'm looking forward to head away overseas. And but look, it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough watching the boys, but yeah, I know that they're going to be in a great place, and I can't wait to see. Wait for them to see how they go next year and for the future.
So, in terms of the future for Bryn Hall, how's it looking in the next year or two for you?
Yeah, it's going to be heading overseas. I'm heading over to Japan. That'll probably come out, you know, whenever our club wants to decide to announce that. But yeah, that's what it looks like for me. So the next 2 years, I'm going to head over to Japan. And I think even Tony Johnson actually probably started this run of it coming out of the media because he said it in the commentary. So it's kind of forced my hand to probably come out a little bit earlier and say it. But yeah, I'm just really excited. Like I said, it's a really good opportunity for me to experience something different. So different from actually when I left the Blues, I was ready for something new, and have had a great career at the Crusaders, and have grown as a person, have grown as a man as well, and now it's time for me to enjoy a different culture that I haven't experienced before. I've been there once, with the All Blacks in 2018, and loved the culture, and I was only there for 10 days, so to get the opportunity to spend 2 years and immerse myself in that culture, I'm really looking forward to it and seeing how the future plans out for me in Japan.
I see Bryn Hall at some stage in the media. I know you've got a successful podcast. I know you've done panel work, etc. in the past. What about in 5 years' time?
Yeah, obviously, I think that's probably, I'd love to go in that direction. I'm really passionate about rugby, and a lot of people call me a codehead, and to have those opportunities to talk on a podcast and to talk about something that I love, I really enjoy that, and I've got a great ability to do that with the Aotearoa Rugby Pod, with Ross, Carl and James, like you alluded to, and have had awesome opportunities at commentary as well on the sideline, and been able to then talk on live on the field. You're not playing, but you can feel that energy, and you can get a taste of it when you're not playing. So I'd love to do something like that, Smitty. I know Israel Dare goes pretty well in the old radio space with you, so we'll see what the future holds. But I love just talking about it, and having some really good opportunities to be able to try and do some media work. So I'm looking forward to hopefully continuing that while I'm overseas and when I'm back as well.
Oh, I think that show needs a halfback, mate, to be honest, to be fair.
I hope so.
Hey, look, Bryn, fascinating talking to you. I can't speak highly enough of the attitude you've had with the media. You've always been fantastic, very forthcoming, easy to deal with, and I think it's a reflection of just what you've been able to achieve on the field. Mate, all the best for the future. Congratulations on a wonderful time with the Crusaders. Not everyone will be able to look back on any stage of their life like that period of time that you're going to have. Travel well, stay safe, all the best to the family, and more importantly, play well this morning, eh?
Well, yeah, it's the most important thing. But no, thanks for those words, Billy. I really appreciate it, and thank you very much.